This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Love me.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fam. Busy day. Yesterday, the Commanders dismissed a mutually agreed to part ways with Joe Witt and Cliff Kingsbury. The Joe Witt stuff was a 0 out of 10 surprise. The Cliff stuff was far more than 0. I know that much. Helping us try to make sense of all of it is our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan from Barstool Sports. Nate Dogg, let's start here. We got a report from Jordan Schultz saying that there is a lot of bleep going on in Ashburn, that there's a problem between the front office and the coaching staff, and maybe DQ didn't want to make the move to get rid of both his coordinators. How much of the reporting, the situation in Ashburn, do you think is a bad team ending a bad season and some coaches getting fired? Or, yo, there's major trouble here. What the hell's going on?
Well, let's look at it this way. When you're a winning team like last year, it's a lot, you know, more smooth sailing than when you win 4 games and you have coordinators getting fired, or, you know, Joe Witt being demoted mid-season. There's always going to be questions and drama and turmoil and turnover after a terrible season. So, yeah, I'm sure there is a lot of bleep going on in Ashburn, but I also think that's to be expected when you're an NFL team worth $7 billion and you just had a god-awful season. That being said, I don't love the way it's being handled. This was supposed to be done with, right? Like, Dan Snyder gone, new ownership pumping in a ton of money, doing everything the correct way, doing everything the right way. We weren't supposed to be sitting at January 7th reading reports about meddling with the coaching staff and this and that. We were supposed to leave this all behind. But it's the NFL. There will be drama after a bad season. I don't think we should overreact to it. We can react to it. I think that's very fair to react and scratch your head and wonder what's going on. Why is the business acting like this? But I don't think it's completely unexpected with how bad the season went.
Nate, you know what? I agree with you, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't overreact, react. But this is where I'm at with it, okay? Joe Witt was relieved of his duties during the season. This report says he did not want to part ways with his two coordinators. Half of that is a lie right there. He had already parted ways with his coordinator. So to say he didn't want to part with somebody, he had already stripped him of his play calling duties. He's not going to make him the guy ain't going to stay around at that point. So that report to me is half of a lie.
Let me push back on that a little bit.
Go ahead.
He might have not wanted to do it. He might have had someone above him named Adam Peters make him do it. Like, hey, either you're doing it or I'm doing it.
I don't know if that was
to B's point. With Witt, Yo, like that was written when he demoted him in.
Yeah, that was
you
written
can't
in.
Keep him on
that's
the
why
staff.
This report right
the
now
thing,
is
I
actually,
think you're, I
this
think
report
you're
is after
right.
the fact of something he had already done. So I don't buy the report. I don't buy the report. I think this report is representation or those two people trying to keep themselves in a good light with others that may want to give them a job.
Yeah, I don't think the whole Dan Quinn thing right now is passing the sniff test. I don't like how Dan Quinn has operated this entire season, from who plays on the field to the Joe Witt situation. Just everything has seemed a bit off to me. And I'm quickly losing favor with how Dan Quinn operates. I think he's willing to say anything to Adam Peters and ownership to keep his job. I think he's willing to throw anybody under the bus that he can to curry favor and keep his job. I think he's trying to be on the same page with Adam Peters because he knows that's where his next check is coming from, is staying in line and you know, agreeing with
Peters. Can I push back
Peters.
On that? Listen, sure. If you're not thrilled with Quinn, I think that's a completely reasonable place. They just went 5-12. Like, it's a results yes. business.
Yes.
I think if he was trying to just – the route of self-preservation for me is keeping Cliff. And not upsetting this whole thing. So maybe he's being told to get rid of Cliff. But, like, for Quinn, by getting rid of Cliff, all the pressure's on him now. If he kept Cliff around, then next year, if it goes bad again, you'd be like, man, I just couldn't do it with that offensive system. You got to keep me around another year.
I'll push back on that. I think when you're Dan Quinn, it's easy to say, hey, let me get a new coordinator on offense. Let me get a new coordinator on defense. Let me do it my way. Give me more time here. I'm just going to say, when teams go 5-12 and have as disastrous of a season we just have, the hot seat is way hotter for the head coach than it is for Dan Quinn. And I think that is a testament to how Dan Quinn operates. I think he is a people pleaser. I think that's how you stay around the NFL for so long. And I think he gets that aspect of the job. I also think he is a good to average coach. I don't think he's like some terrible head coach or anything, but I think he really understands the business and he's able to operate and maneuver to keep himself off the hot seat after a terrible season.
But like, you're not listening to what JP just said. He just basically placed himself in the middle of the hot seat.
And I think the seat would have been far hotter if they weren't in the NFC title game last year. If they had gone 7-10 and then 5-12, I think the conversation's entirely different, especially when a dude like John Harbaugh hits the street. You know, I think you have to view it in the totality of two seasons, not just this season. But for me, the Witt thing was happening, period. There was no way they weren't getting rid of Witt. They had already demoted him in season. The Cliff one is the big question. And
you know, I already sat in that Uber.
Yeah. And I think with Cliff, it's because you already had the report about beef between Cliff and AP, and you wonder how real some of that is. I think the Cliff thing, the questions with Cliff for me are, no other offense in the league looks like that one. So maybe DQ is like, I want an offense that looks like one of the other ones in this league that does well. Mm-hmm. Digging in from that, does he get too pass happy, maybe especially near the goal line? And above all else, will this offense protect the quarterback? Of all the people in Ashburn, outside of Josh Harris, because he gets to sign the checks, the most important person in Ashburn is Jaden Daniels. And whether it's Peters, whether it's Harris, whether it's Quinn, if there was a question, hey, is this the right thing for Jaden for 10 years? I think that question becomes really important. And I think that's a huge part of Cliff's departure.
Yeah, we have talked about Cliff on the show for the last few weeks, and I've always gone on the record as saying, I like Cliff. I won't lose sleep if he leaves. And he's gone, and I really do think it's kind of like a next man up at offensive coordinator. I don't think he put together a full 60-minute game for the entire season. And, you know, I think he did great, you know, with Mariota plugging in and having to run the offense with Jaden on the mend. But I'm not terribly upset about Cliff going. I don't think his red zone offense made any sense whatsoever. If there was turmoil with him and the front office, it makes sense to move on. And hopefully, you know, he succeeds elsewhere. I don't root against Cliff, but as you said, is he the answer for the next 10 years in Washington? I don't think so.
Sure. I think it's crazy that we've landed here, talking with Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I don't know specifically what to make of the reports of meddling. I also think if the meddling is that the front office stepped in and said, shut Jaden down, we're 4-10, he doesn't need to play again and risk more injury.
That should be a good move,
I think they're supposed to do that.
I think that's a good meddle. Yeah, right. I you got to protect your star player at some point. If the coaches say, no, we're 4-10, I want him out on the field, I think if I'm the guy who just paid $8 billion for the team and I'm building a new stadium, I want Jaden healthy next season, not during the 4-10 season. So I'm willing to meddle if that is the case.
Right. Like, I don't know. To me, you've got guys that have been fired that are looking for new jobs that probably have people out there advocating for what went wrong and why it wasn't their fault. What is more interesting to me is what's going to happen next. I think defensively, Dan Quinn's going to hire Raheem Morris or Jeff Ulbrich. I don't think, I'd almost put 80% of my 100 chips on those two dudes. Offensively, I think is far more interesting. And I think I'm preparing to advocate. I'm preparing to plant a flag for rolling the dice with David Blough, because Jaden's the most important player in the building, most important person in the building. You've already lost Cliff. You've already lost Tavita. Maybe Marcus, will see if he goes somewhere. That's another important part of that puzzle. Brian Johnson is there. That's another internal candidate. But like, when you talk to people around the league about Blough, his stock is so high. And the fact that Detroit's already reaching out to interview him for an OC job, I find pretty damn interesting. And Quinn can go one of two ways, I think, with the OC hire. You can get an established guy with a higher floor, period. Yeah, like, good. You can find somebody that has called plays before that's going to simplify this thing. Or you could roll the dice and maybe crap out, or maybe hit a jackpot. And I'm on the let's see what the jackpot looks like side of things.
I'm going to raise an issue, and I know that you guys might not like it, but I think a lot of fans feel what I'm about to say. I worry about Dan Quinn making hires because we know that he has loyalty to his friends, and he's really scared to, hit the delete button when it's not working out, as we saw with Joe Witt, especially this season. If we lose both coordinators, but the head of the snake, Dan Quinn, is still there and he's still making decisions, it doesn't give me like a ton of trust in the overall direction of the organization. And I'm not even saying that as I don't hate Dan Quinn as the head coach. I just don't think that his overall decision making is for the best of the franchise. I think he does a lot of things for what looks the best or sounds the best or is best for Dan Quinn, but not necessarily the best for the entire organization.
So,
and it worries me.
I think defensively, you have an argument because he hired his guy. He brought Joe Witt from Dallas. They'd been together a long time. He wanted to give him a shot as a D coordinator. It's also kind of Dan's defense that he knew his guy would implement how he wanted to. So I can understand where you're coming from there. DQ and Cliff had no familiarity. They had never worked together. Like when they hired Kingsbury, everybody was pretty damn surprised by it going back 2 years. People thought it would be somebody that Quinn had worked with before, somebody from those Falcons days, somebody from the Shanahan tree. So, like, I understand what you're saying on the defensive side of the ball, but offensively, the last time Dan Quinn made a hire, if anything, it was Kingsbury had ties to Peters from the old New England days.
You know, but
Quinn didn't have
most head coaches
Kingsbury ties.
Hire somebody familiar with them.
Totally.
Yeah. Now, that happens all over the league. And, I mean, I understand what you're saying, Nate, but that happens. That's not just a Washington or a Dan Quinn thing. Everybody does that. Everybody does that.
Yeah, so, it's just a thing that I think about. And I texted JP yesterday. I'm souring quick on Dan Quinn because his actions and his timing and just, you know, the way he operates in interviews and press conferences, it's kind of just begun to wear on me. And I'll say it again, and I'm not trying to be this negative. I'm not trying to be Mr. Get Rid of All the Coaches guy. But to reiterate, I see a lot of self-preservation, and
self-preservation
I'm kind of
taking
this. Yeah.
Hold on. Don't you think by firing Kingsbury is not a self-preservation move?
No, because it's a scapegoat. I think he's throwing guys under the bus, saying, I need to bring another guy in here. He wasn't the guy. I gave him a chance. Let me pick another guy. I think there's a lot of double talk going on. I'm not completely sold on DQ as the long-term head coach in Washington.
I'm asking you a question, Nate.
Go ahead.
If the coach you have running your offense has not corrected things that you asked to do to make sure you protect your quarterback and that you will try to see some adjustments, you'll keep him around?
No, of course not. I think there's many layers to it.
But I'm saying you're making those comments and you're saying about why somebody did something, but if you listen to a lot of stuff that was going on, they've had conversations. And if things weren't corrected and my quarterback has gotten hurt some other times, I think it's time for me to say, I'll make the adjustment. And so you have to release that person. I don't see anything wrong with that.
I don't disagree with the overall sentiment that you just made. I think that Dan Quinn sometimes has other motives in mind when he makes moves.
So let me ask, I mean, dude, I don't think that's necessarily wrong, right? I think DQ of NFL head coaches is far more transparent than a lot of them, but they're all have other motives in what they like say and do publicly. Because I do think you speak on behalf of a lot of fans. You don't seem mad that Cliff is out, right?
No.
You're just not sure this is the answer, and you're not sure you believe in DQ?
I'm not sure I believe in DQ as the long-term head coach when we now have to bring in two new coordinators, but we still have the same head coach. He was overseeing the entire,
I think that's a reasonable stance. They just went 5-12. Questioning everything is reasonable. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think you have to go from there to Quinn is just trying to save his job right now.
And that's why I'm hesitant to say that 100%, but I'm becoming increasingly more suspicious of Dan Quinn's motives, yes.
Do you think he's making these decisions in a vacuum, all him?
No, I think he's aligned with Adam Peters on a lot of it, but he's aligned in a way that will help Dan Quinn and not the franchise, which, as you just said, it's a self-preservation league. I get it. It doesn't mean that I think Dan Quinn is the correct head coach for the next decade in Washington.
That may be true, but I'm asking this question. Sean McVay, John Harbaugh, and a lot of other great coaches, they fire coordinators damn near every 4 or 5 years, but they stay around. And the question I would ask is, are they preserving themselves or are they making a move to try to better the team? I think when you get rid of a coordinator, you don't think the guy is doing what you necessarily believe he should be doing to help the team. Because I believe in offense, defense working hand in hand. And I did not see offense, defense working hand in hand. And I can understand the move. And that's why I think the move happened. But
yeah,
I don't look at it as he's trying to overly protect himself, because JP brought it to my attention even more, where when you've fire that guy, everything is pointing at you at this point.
I think the biggest thing is next year is a huge inflection point for everybody. Jaden, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, whoever he hires to be the coordinators, everybody's job is on the line next season. It is a huge, huge, huge season for everyone. So Dan Quinn, go get your guys, implement your offense, implement your defense, and let's forget the season happened. Let's put this all behind us and move forward, because at the end of the day, we all want this team to win. We want to go to the Super Bowl. And we have to trust that Adam Peters knows what he's doing and he trusts Dan Quinn to make the correct decisions. And that's all we can really go on. We can question them. We can second guess them. But at the end of the day, I'm rooting for this team to make every correct decision, hit on every coach, hit on every draft pick, and win a Super Bowl.
At this point, who do you trust more, DQ or AP?
AP. By far.
Really?
Yes.
Why? You say by far. I'm just curious why. Not that you're wrong.
I don't think Dan Quinn is a great head coach. I think we've seen it time and time again. I think he's way too much of a player's coach. I know players love playing for him, and of course they do. He's a player's coach. He's friendly, happy-go-lucky. You know, we were 5-12, and he's still doing, slogans and sound bites and cliches. He's you know, backwards hat Dan. It is what he is. I think Adam Peters is way more driven to prove that he can win a Super Bowl as an executive. And I think Adam Peters wants to cement himself as a, you know, a legendary executive in the NFL. And I think he's more, you know, I think he's just a better, I think if I had to choose one for, you know, to run the franchise, to be around for a while, I would choose Peters 10 out of 10 times.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out. Thank you for the time, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right, man. That's Barstool Nate. Far more faith in Peters than Quinn. I think right now there's real questions about everybody involved. I think a lot of people view Quinn because he followed up Rivera, and there's a number of similarities in their resumes. The only thing I would say about Quinn is players love him, but that doesn't mean they're not pushed. This past year, I don't think they were pushed enough. I think training camp was far too easy. Mm-hmm. I think they made some missteps, for sure. We'll see if they write them. We'll keep the phone lines open the remainder of the hour. Grant and Danny start at 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That funky monkey. During the last commercial break, Lamphill told me he might kill himself. He has to hear the name David Blau, Dan Quinn, Adam Peters again. So we'll give him a break. We did have a little bit of news.
David Blau, Adam Peters, Dan.
Bacon sandwich, Lamphill. There is a little bit of news, and I'll keep this brief. Adam Schefter said the Commanders have requested an interview with Raiders defensive coordinator Patrick Graham for their D coordinator job. Listen, Patrick Graham, the Raiders have been terrible. So if you want to just judge him on that, I get it. I really liked Patrick Graham when he was the Giants defensive coordinator. That team was god-awful, I would largely say, because Joe Judge was the head coach. But I liked Graham. Those teams played hard, flew to the football. With the Raiders, the numbers are all terrible. Glean your own conclusions from that.
Yeah.
Brian, a few things that I wanted to discuss with you.
Okay.
I did not walk through the office building lobby today. However, I did yesterday walk through the lobby.
All right.
Jeff, I know you. You probably walked through the lobby today. Can I ask you a question? Do they still have all the Christmas decorations up?
No.
They took them down today?
Yes.
Okay, because yesterday they were all still up.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Brian Mitchell.
Yeah.
Arbiter of all things. When is the right time to get your Christmas decorations down?
When you get time. Did I got time?
Are yours still up?
The ones on my windows outside my house, the wreaths, yes. Because I don't put them up. The dude down the street that goes to Sammy's house comes to my house. And sometimes he takes a little longer than you would like. But the people next door to me, all of their stuff is up.
Today is January 7th.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's January 8th, my little girl's 7th birthday. I'm excited for that. When is officially too late to have Christmas decorations up?
I don't know if it's a such thing as too late, because I know some people that leave their Christmas trees up the whole damn year.
They crazy.
They're rednecks.
Definitely.
No, they're not rednecks.
Definitely before Martin Luther King did.
Not these people that I'm talking about. They're not rednecks. They just take the bulbs off of, but the tree's there.
Is it outdoors or something? Like no, a living tree?
It's in the house.
They keep their Christmas tree up all year long.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It might be crazy, but some people do.
Because what else do you, what do they use the tree for?
There are people, listen, man, people got different mindsets. Their Christmas tree's up before Thanksgiving. Their Christmas tree's up right after Thanksgiving. Well,
that's more reasonable.
Yeah, because no, everyone don't celebrate all,
Christmas
Thanksgiving.
Christmas is probably 350 days away right now.
Yeah, but I don't need it up before Thanksgiving, though. I just think we all have our different feelings about it. Like,
you have more of a problem with the Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving than you do up year-round?
Well, at least the person that puts it up, that leaves it year-round, takes all the stuff off of it. So it could be like a tree in your house, whatever. You got a house that damn big, do what you got to do. But when you got all of the red and the green and stuff before Thanksgiving, that's a little weird to me. But my whole thing is, I know people that Christmas Day, boom. Christmas, the morning after Christmas, everything comes down.
Ours is down, the bulk of our stuff is down before New Year's. Because my wife just doesn't mess around. And and honestly, the Christmas stuff, and you guys will call me Grinch or whatever, it just becomes clutter. It just takes over everything.
Landfill, man. Grinch, play the music. But
yeah,
I'll tell you, like,
down New Year's
my
Day.
Daughters and people in my house all keep saying what time stuff should come down. In other words, they're saying, I need to take it down. And I'm like,
do you put it up?
First, yes. what I do, my thing is, I walk in, I put the trees up. You could decorate it. But I would expect them, since I put the tree up and you decorate it, you take the decoration down. Then I'll take the tree down, put it in the box, and go put it in the storage area.
That's what I do. I do the carrying of things.
What happens is, as they start taking off the stuff, they're complaining, all this noise. So guess who ends up pulling all the stuff down? Me. And then to just make sure it happens quickly, because one thing about me, I hate when you're doing something and you're complaining about it. Just damn do it and get it over. So I hurry up and get it done and keep moving.
I think you got to have stuff down. Now, for us, it's like, it's my little one's birthday, and especially when you got little kids, birthdays are super important.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to turn the house over so it's her birthday and not Christmas still.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeff said MLK weekend. I feel like MLK is usually around the 20th of January. You can't have Christmas still up on the 20th of January.
People do. I get the people next to my house, they got the whole manger and everything outside still.
Really?
Yeah.
That's got to come down by this weekend. It's too late for the manger.
Amen.
We are on to Cincinnati.
I'll be honest with you, dog. I go to my house. I get out of my car. I go inside.
Crazy Joey.
I wouldn't like to stay inside till I get ready to leave.
Our producer from Monumental says, my cousin has a holiday tree that she keeps up all year and decorates it differently according to what holiday it is.
And that's Joey, that's what I'm kind of talking about a little bit. They have the tree up, but they'll put different color stuff on it. Like, there are people in Louisiana, that Christmas tree becomes the Mardi Gras tree. And Mardi Gras is what, February? So the Christmas tree has all the Mardi Gras stuff on it, and then it moves on, you know? So I just think, in a sense, that person could be kind of lazy.
I think it's lazy. But Louisiana's got its own rules about everything.
Yeah.
I actually love that they just have one tree and they decorate it accordingly, like based on whatever holiday it is.
Landville, when do you think Christmas stuff needs to come down?
Before January.
For the end of the month.
Landville, yeah, do you put up the tree?
Hell no.
Do you take down the tree?
Do you take down the tree?
Hell no.
So you don't have a right when the hell the tree go up. Your mom decided when the damn tree go up.
I don't believe in decorating for Christmas either, though.
Do you believe in decorating for anything?
Hell no.
Halloween, so St. Patrick's
Day.
Don't
ask Landville no more questions.
Who decorates for St. Patrick's Day?
Little kids.
You'd be amazed, all the green stuff going on around everywhere.
I've never decorated for St. Patrick's.
My house, you would lie. You came here with green on last year. You decorated your own self.
No. Like, growing up, my mom, like, we've never done
putting
that.
On a green shirt is not decorating.
That's decorating yourself. You don't wear green no other damn time but St. Patrick's Day.
He's kind of wearing green today.
I'm going to wear green tomorrow. I'm going to troll you, B-Mitch.
Damn, green? That's tan.
I'm going to wear green tomorrow. I have the shirt picked out already.
I wish you do.
According to Johnny Entram on Twitter, the Christmas season runs through January 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany on the Christian calendar.
Okay, well, that was yesterday.
If that's real, then you're cool through the 6th.
Well, that was yesterday.
I have another topic. I got my electric bill yesterday. White Brian, when should Christmas stuff come down?
After the last game on New Year's Day.
Okay. Huh? Do you do the decorating, White Brian?
Wait, stop. Why does it have to have anything to do with a damn football game?
Well, New Year's Day, I'm kind of getting nagged to take it down. And then the right time is just after the last game of the college football playoff.
That's late at night.
So in other words, he's telling you when rules make him take it down.
Because ball is life, B.
That's funny as hell, Landfill.
I have a question, a concern, perhaps.
Let's go.
I got my electric bill yesterday.
Yeah.
Pepco.
Yeah. High.
Yo, crazy high.
Yeah.
You want to guess?
No. I don't know what make the electric bill would be.
You don't get one?
I don't look at it. I don't pay it. I work. I pay it.
$500.
I'm sure I've had one more than that.
Your house is three times the size of mine.
Yeah, but, I mean, you live up in that little old ritzy-ass area. That's why you're paying all that money. You're paying for where you're living.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Pepco charges the same rates. It's
not
Pepco.
Everywhere.
I got this information. Pepco, which supplies electricity to around 1 million customers in D.C. and Maryland, is wrapping up a two-year rate increase to modernize its grid. Customers will see an average $3.80 increase to their bill this month, following a $7.54 monthly hike in January. The big picture, D.C.'s rising bills are also being driven by a force largely outside the city's control, data center growth around the Beltway.
Yeah.
Massive data centers, concentrated in Northern Virginia but affecting the entire grid, consume enormous amounts of electricity, tightening supply and pushing up wholesale prices across the region.
Yeah.
I know one person, I believe her initials are WD, at least W. And I know one person, his initials are LA. Y'all owe me money for my electric bill.
Well, I say this.
People are getting rich off these data centers, and now I'm paying for it. Jeff, you're a Pepco guy. Did
Don't blame it to the data centers.
That's what the article's blaming.
But let me tell that article. That article can take one and pucker up two. What the hell is happening is everybody is upping everything and using that as an excuse. Just like the prices. Everything went up because you're supposed to can't get this, can't get that. Everything wasn't affected by the same damn thing. So people automatically say, well, since they're raising their prices, I'm going to raise my prices. there are areas that are not being affected, but you know what? They're not going to let the other area raise the price if they don't raise it.
So you don't know if your electric bill is up. Jeff, do you pay electric or is that in your rent?
Yes, I pay electric, but I'm kind of a frugal guy, bro. Like, if I leave one room, I ensure everything is turned off and unplugged.
It don't make a difference. So if it's going to go up, it's going to go up. Yeah.
I thought mine might go up some just because we have solar Christmas panels. Lights running up.
What's your normal rate?
This was double. This was double what it was the year before. Double.
So like, that was 1 month or every month?
I just paid December's bill. So and it was double what it
was. What it was in November?
It was double what it was in November, and it was double what it was in December the year before. Mm. Double.
So it just moved up on you in November.
So here, I'm trying to be calm, you know, collected, my normal self. And my plan is, okay, December was crazy high. We also had the Christmas lights on, various bushes in the house. All right, I'm going to see what happens in January because there's no more Christmas lights. There's none of that.
Yeah.
And I said to Lauren, I was like, we did have to run the heat a lot. It was cold as hell.
Yeah.
She then reminded me, the heat is gas, which has nothing to do with the electric.
Well, it's not the rude gas and... It's a combination.
I think my system out back on the porch is electric that Crop installed. My mini split Mitsubishi, the joint is awesome. So that's more electric. I think the root system is gas. Jimbo's listening. Jimbo, text me. Maybe I'm incorrect.
I thought it was a combination. There's some of them, the root systems.
Jimbo was just texting me. I'm going to text him. Is the root system electric or gas? I think, you know what it is? It's electric in the summer for air conditioning, but it's gas in the winter for heat. That's how I believe it works. Here's what I know. The rent is too damn high. I don't think these data centers are multi-billion dollar businesses.
Oh, yeah.
I should not be supplementing their electric bill. I'm a household with four people.
You're not supplementing their electric bill. What you're supplementing...
I'm supplementing something.
Well, what they're doing is, see, everyone want to blame the data centers. Blame the damn companies that employ the data centers to house all their stuff.
You know what else is remarkable?
Google, Oracle, Amazon, all those major people, that's the ones that's housing all this crap because they can't do it themselves.
The other thing that's remarkable is Ashburn, Virginia, Northern Virginia has something like 60% of the world's internet, right?
More than that.
Big fiber lines.
More than that.
Let's get the internet working at Redskins Park. let's just get the Wi-Fi. Shouldn't it be the world's greatest Wi-Fi considering the location right there?
I had that one day when mine was just screwed up and I was trying to go on a new thing you did. And guess what's working? The one that I've been using for the last 5-6 years,
it works. It was Wi-Fi roulette, man. The last couple weeks, something was amiss. Pepco, please. Chill out. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Jeff? Silence. Silence.
What takes three? And I don't know what you're talking about.
Silence is golden.
Your plan for us tomorrow?
Man, JP.
I'm not showing up.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Man, let's get to her to hit first.
The text thread is wild. Just so we're clear, I don't want to be a part of whatever you and Lamphill have planned.
Just to be clear, Lamphill is a L-I-A-R.
We got college football playoffs tomorrow night, B. I kind of forgot
about
that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the answers are with, like, when these games are, because I know a lot of people are saying to move them up.
Move them up to what?
Wait, Brian, what?
Like,
what,
sooner, you mean?
Sooner, yeah. Is that what people are saying? To get the games,
they want the guys to just, the kids got to go to school or something, and they got to get some freedom to themselves. What, you want them to play every damn week? We giving the pro players a damn bye. They already played 13 weeks. We want them to just go right into the 4 more games?
They're going
to
get rid of conference championships eventually.
Yeah, then they're going to just be playing another game the next week. The same week they're going to play it. They'll just be quicker. But they're getting paid now, so who cares?
Oh, boy. Tomorrow night, Miami, Ole Miss. Friday night, Oregon, Indiana. It should be fun, man. What do we got tonight? Got any Caps? I think Caps play tonight.
Caps play tonight.
I think the Wiz have a back-to-back. Maybe they win 2 in a row. Four out of five.
Wiz play the Sixers tonight.
All right, let's make some bets.
Gather around.
I'm going to start because I bet on Georgetown last night.
Mm-hmm.
I know the Hoyas started out a little bit hot to start the year. I believe DePaul has been one of the worst major conference teams in college basketball for some time. And I liked Georgetown's chances last night to beat DePaul.
Mm-hmm.
To beat DePaul. They lost by 6. Listen to this. Georgetown in the first half, Brian. Guess what? In the second half, forgive me. Guess what the Hoyas shot in the second half? Percentage.
19%.
4.
Damn.
They went 1 of 23. I'm getting this for Bobby Bancroft. Georgetown went the final 10 minutes and 7 seconds without making a field goal. And shot 22% for the game.
Damn, that's horrible.
4.3% in the second half.
That's bad.
We haven't devoted a lot of time to the Hoyas basketball team, but maybe we need to do a deep dive. 1 of 23 from the field.
That's not good.
What the hell? You lost to DePaul. Getting tired of losing to DePaul. All right. How did I lost last night because Georgetown shot 4% in the second half. What else happened last night?
I lost too.
Georgetown needs to get some of those former NBA players.
Yo, you could just hire dudes out of like the Serbian Pro League. Go get a couple of those. Ship them over. Get somebody that can make a bucket. Sorry, White Pride.
Landfill and Jeff won.
Yeah. So what are we at for the week?
I'm 0-2.
I'm 1-1, I believe.
Yeah.
We got action tonight. Terps play, Wiz play, Caps play. Caps are at home. Wiz are on the road in Philly. That's a big number.
Give me the Wiz covering 14.5.
Hell, Jeff, I see it at 15.5. Get all the money, dog.
I am also taking the Wizards.
Two aquariums.
VCU.
The Ramilly? Terps play tonight against Indiana. Maryland catching 7.5 at home.
I'll take the Caps and the Jazz. The Jazz is what, plus 18.5?
I'm also... Damn, Dallas is good. I don't know about that. Maybe Dallas isn't good this year. I'd like to take Maryland.
They got rid of all their players, Jay.
I don't think I can take Maryland, dude. That's... My Terps have a problem scoring, much like Georgetown, apparently.
You got a problem scoring, you're not going to win.
Hard to win when you can't score. It's a simple game. I'm going to take Wake Forest. The Demon Deacons laying 1.5 at home against the Miami Hurricanes. Thank you to everybody.
Demon Deacons.
Thank you to everybody listening to the program today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Barry Sverluga. And thank you to Barstool Nate. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Made it this far. I owe you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.